Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
A lot of bad things happened. Some good things happened. God gave the law, His instructions, His blueprint for living. But some bad things happened too. They rebelled and they became discouraged and discontented. They did evil in the sight of the Lord. They committed sexual immorality. They were stuck. But I want you to know that His promise still stands, even if you're stuck. Even if you're stuck. And look at verse number 8 one more time. Verse number 8, and I know I'm a little bit out of order. I've given, and so go back to verse 7. He says, break camp and advance. Now, you would think, now, I don't know if you're like me or not, but if I was God, I'd want to write that stiff-necked bunch off. How you doing, bro? The pillow's really nice. Are you comfy cozy? How's Instagram working out? Anybody on? 75 plus people. Wow. Where are you? All comfy cozy. It's easy to get comfortable in your rebellion. It's easy to get comfortable in your sin. But you know what I love about God? I mean, think about it. After I delivered them from the death angel and every one of the plagues that touched the Egyptians, did you know none of them touched the Israelites? They were safe in the land of Goshen, and then their firstborn was delivered by the blood of a lamb, and then He brought them through the Red Sea. If I was God, I might say, I'm done with you. Aren't you glad I'm not God? Aren't you glad you're not God? Because one drop of His grace, one drop of God's grace will catapult you from your failure into your destiny. Hallelujah. He says, break camp and advance. He says, break camp, advance. He says, I got a place I'm going to take you. He says, look here, I've given you this land. Come on out of there, bro. Break camp and let's go possess the land that I swore to your fathers. You see, I made a covenant, says the Lord. I made a covenant with you, and your failure cannot disallow my covenant in the light of my blood and my grace. Hallelujah. How many are thankful that God is a God of new beginnings, a new day, and a fresh start? Hallelujah. He really is. How many want to go forward? Say amen. Anybody ever get stuck? I don't care how long you've been saved. Every one of us have a propensity to get stuck where we are. And I want to talk to you. Just let me give you this. The way forward is through a deeper intimacy with God. It's always cool when you say amen or clap or something, but it's cool if you don't, because this isn't me. This is a word from the Lord. I don't even call it a sermon. I can do with or without sermons, but I always want a word from God. And I believe God's got a word for you today. And it's break camp. Break camp. Tear this sorry thing down. Oh, it's okay, I'll do it. What am I doing? I'm Moses here. You go over there. Tear your camp down. So break camp. It's time to advance. Stay right there now, brother. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that again, you're not going to change, not one bit. No habit, no spiritual lethargy, apathy, lukewarmness, ice coldness. None of that will change because it's 2019 and the calendar flipped. But I will tell you how it will change. If you really want change, if you don't want change, I'm not talking to you. But if there's anybody here that's dissatisfied where you're at, and I will tell you this, that when you get satisfied in your Christian journey, that's a dangerous place to be. But Moses, I love this about Moses, because right after, immediately after God said, break camp and advance, Moses took the tabernacle where they met with God, and he took it outside of the camp, and he worshiped there, and he called the people to worship. Look at Exodus 33, verse 9, or I think it's verse number 30, verse 7. Moses took the tabernacle, pitched it without the camp. He got it out of the camp because there was so much sin and flesh in the camp. God told him, put it outside the camp. And he called it the tabernacle of the congregation. It's where the pillar of cloud, the glory of God, came down and met with Moses there in the tabernacle. The next verse says this, and it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle, which was without the camp. Let's stay right there. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out, left his place of being stuck, left his place of apathy, sin. This represents sin, rebellion, my old ways, my discouragement and depression and my rebellion. And now God says, I'm not done with you, but I am calling you to a new place. I said it a moment ago, God loves you where you are, but he refuses to leave you where you are. And it came to pass that everyone that sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp, because that's where the presence of God would be. And the next verse says this, and it came to pass as Moses entered the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended, that's God's presence, stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And the next verse says, and all the people saw the glory cloud, the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle, and they all rose up and worshiped. I said they all rose up and worship. Do you know how you will get a deeper intimacy with God? When you rise up and worship. And not just on Sunday morning. Could I humbly present this to you? Worship is not an event. It is a lifestyle. If you only worship on Sunday, you treat it like it's an event. You're not hearing what I'm saying. If you only worship on Sunday, then worship has become an event. But when you worship every day, it's a lifestyle. See, I don't come here to worship. I come here worshiping. Can I get an amen in the house? I don't come here to worship. I come here worshiping. Because it is an extension of what we've done. I remember I woke up on New Year's Day, and I found this song, Come Holy Spirit. I can't remember who even sung it. It's about 14 minutes long. They just sang it over and over. And I sat in my chair and I just wept and I cried and I read the word and I prayed, and 2 hours went by and I hardly even realized it. Let me tell you, don't wait till you come here to get into the presence of the Lord. If you want what you've never had, you got to do what you've never done. Can I get an amen in the house? I said, if you want something you've never had before, you got to do something you've never done before. And I mean, does anybody need power in your life? Well, guess what? How's your willpower working out? How's willpower working out? I told my wife, I'm going to eat clean in 2019. And I made it all the way till 11 p.m. New Year's Day. And then I said, give me some of them sour cream and onion chips. Of course, I had to wrestle them out of her hand. Our willpower hits the wall. When your willpower comes short, you need God's power. And you'll get it when you worship. And something about Moses, it's amazing. Take me to verse number 19. And Moses says, Lord, I beg you, show me your glory. And that verse may not seem like a very powerful verse, but it is. Sometimes I feel so far away from you, so I want to come up kind of close. See, give me a high five, sister. Are you with me so far? And Moses says, show me your glory. And that doesn't seem like a powerful verse, but it is. You know why? Because Moses had seen the glory of the Lord many times. And yet he wasn't satisfied. I said he wasn't satisfied. He saw the glory of the Lord at the burning bush. Remember that, Sandor? At the burning bush, he saw the glory of the Lord. When he was on the mountain getting the law of God, he went, the Bible says he went up into the cloud. The cloud surrounded him. The glory of God surrounded him. 40 days and then another 40 days. And then at the tabernacle door, the Bible says God talked with Moses like a man does, face to face. Do you hear what I'm saying, everybody? He out of the bush, when Moses was running as a fugitive who had killed a man who had failed, he was on the backside of the desert, and he saw the glory of God in a bush, and then he saw the glory on the mountain, and he saw him at the tabernacle door. Most of us would be saved, sanctified, and satisfied, but there was no quenchable thirst in this man. After seeing God at the bush and in the mountain and at the tabernacle door, he says, God, I want more of your glory. And so you know what the Lord says in verse 21? He says, behold, Moses, there's a place by me. Everybody at Found of Life, there's a place by God. And God didn't move. He said, Moses, come and stand. Come slow, bro. Come to me. Come to me, all you who are weary and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Come to me, you who are broken, wounded, afflicted, and addicted. I will give you rest. Come to me, all of you who have an empty place in your heart, and no woman could fill it, no man could fill it, no sex could fill it, no money could fill it, no house could fill it, no car could fill it, no promotion could fill it, no title could fill it, nothing could fill it. Jesus, come to me. Come to, there's a place by me. And if you want to change, there's a place by me. And if you feel far from God, God hasn't moved. I said, if you feel far from God, God has not moved. We've moved. Every wall we like sheep have gone astray, each one to his own way, looking for satisfaction and fulfillment in people and in things and in projects and in titles. And it's left us empty. And we wonder why this year we're in the same place we were last year, even after we shouted some cliche after the preacher. I've been circling the same mountain for a year, stuck at Sinai for a year because of my failure and my discouragement and my rebellion. And I love it that God says, there's a place by me. If you want change, forget willpower. It'll tank. It probably already has tanked on you. You need Holy Ghost power. I said, you need the Holy Spirit's power. And guess what? You won't get the Holy Spirit's power on Facebook. Get off of Facebook and get your face in this book. Hey! 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 Intimacy. Do you hear what I'm saying? Intimacy with God. We clap too much in church too, by the way. We need to draw, instead of clapping every song, somebody better get me out of here. We need to hold our arms out and embrace the Savior. We need to come to an intimate place. When you make love to your wife, sorry if this is too pure. You just meet her at the bed and go, when you're about to be intimate, do you clap for her? Looking good, baby. I don't know what made me go there. Maybe I was thinking about my anniversary. No, you don't. No, you don't. The church is way too clap happy. All we do is clap. But we need to come to an intimate place of worship where we say, I love you, Jesus. The man says to the wife, and the wife says to the man, like Luann says, you look like you 25. No, she didn't say that. That's in Moonstruck. I love you. And we reach to touch, and we reach to hold, and we reach to be close. We say, I love you, and you're everything to me. And I would do it all over again. And we hold each other in an intimate place. You see, we need to hold the Father in an intimate place. We need to learn to say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. You are my God and my Savior. Oh, there's a time to clap your hands and shout to God. When we go to Disney World, we shout.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131. Or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.